Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. With the growing popularity of Google Home and the Amazon Echo, I can really see a lot of potential for being able to use voice in the classroom to make things easier, to improve the learning experience for students, and so on and so forth. And I ran across this really neat way to start using that right away, and it basically just takes a Google Doc and no coding. It's pretty cool. It's this thing called Story Speaker, and I ran across a blog post by Meredith Akers. You can find the blog post by going to ditchthattextbook.com/speaker. And basically, Meredith has talked about how you can use this neat Google Docs add-on called Story Speaker to create these like interactive dialogues. And so here's basically how it works. What you do is you can open up Google Docs and add the Story Speaker add-on. And so once that's there, then you fire up that add-on. And it can give you a basic template or an advanced template that you can write from. And basically what they do is they let you create a question, and then you decide what the answers will be to it. And then you write out what the answers will, how the program will respond based on certain answers. So it could be a yes, no question, or it could be, you know, a do you know the answer question, and you've got the correct answer and then you've got everything else. And I mean, there's a variety of ways to do it. And basically all you do is you plug your questions and answers into the template that they give you. And then you run Story Speaker from the add-on menu in Google Docs. And it will basically interact with you in the way that you set it up. So you could start it off by asking for the person's name, and then they give you the name. And then you can ask them a question, and if they say yes, it'll give them one answer, and if they say no, it'll give them another answer. So that's all pretty cool in and of itself. That all runs straight out of Google Docs. But the other really cool thing about it is that you can set up these different stories to run off of a Google Home. So if you have a Google Home in the classroom that you use, even if you don't, you can still run this out of Google Docs if you want to. But if you have a Google Home, you can create all of these stories, and you can tell your Google Home to ask Story Speaker to play this certain story. And then you can interact back and forth with it. And so as I started to play a little quiz show game that Meredith shared in her post, I started thinking, my goodness, there are so many ways that this could potentially be used in the classroom. It could be used whole group to ask kids, some review questions from the day before. It could be used individually with students who want to kind of walk their way through something that they're struggling with. You could kind of like ask them questions through Story Speaker, and based on how they answer, it could give them different feedback. Students could, of course, use this to express their creativity and write choose your own adventure type stories. I could even see another neat potential way to use this is to take a story that actually happened, so a story that they're reading or something that happened in history, and then write a choose your own adventure based story where one of the options is the way that it happened. And then a couple of other potential options are different endings that the student writes. So if something else had happened, then it could go to a totally different ending. Anyway, this all sounds so cool. And I know we're sort of still on the bleeding edge of using voice and the Google Assistant and the Amazon Echo and all of that. We're still sort of early on with it. But this is a really pretty simple way to get into this whole Story Speaker, using your voice, interacting with students through artificial intelligence type of thing. So you might go check it out. All you've really got to do is just Google the term story speaker. It's a Google Docs add-on. So go ahead and add it on. And once you run that add-on, just grab the basic template and go create your own story and see what it can do. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.